Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The 2021 Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo set for August 20th and 21st at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie. 12 ranches, 5 events, 1 goal. Cowboys helping kids as proceeds support Children's Hospital Foundation. Once again, the presenting sponsor of the 37th Ranch Rodeo, your Oklahoma Ford dealers. Learn more at OklahomaCattlemen.org. Order ranch rodeo tickets at LazyE.com or call 800-595-RIDE, 800-595-RIDE. The OCA Ranch Rodeo, August 20th and 21st.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
The cattle futures were down in both live cattle and feeder cattle, with the August live cattle $1.47 lower to settle at $122.57. The next month out, the Octobers were down $1.40 at $127.57. If you notice here on the forward curve, it jumps up pretty high. For August is $122, October is $127, December $132, February $137, and April $139.22. So the Aprils have been above $140 several times over the last couple of weeks. But they're significantly higher. So this whole idea that the cattle futures should be higher, maybe they will get higher, but the price doesn't necessarily have to move. It'll move possibly move with the roll as the new months come on board and become the front month. Feeder cattle down $1.55 here on the August at $157.65. The September is $1.72 lower at $161.15. The box beef at midday up another $2.68 on choice to $292.02. Select up $1.73. So the box beef has come up about $20 here. Live cattle really basically stayed the same. We had some 21 and 22 cash yesterday in the south, which was slightly higher than where we have been trading. The hogs unchanged in August, but down the limit, down $3 in October, 87.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, OKCWest.com, or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
Today's grain markets were a little bit higher for corn. We were 6 to 10 higher, with December up 6 and a quarter at 553. The soybean market unchanged at 3 higher. November was 2 and 3 quarters higher at 1328 and a half. Chicago wheat down 2 to 4. Kansas City wheat down 2 to 3 cents. And then Minneapolis kind of fought its way back throughout the day, closing up 3 quarters at 903 and 3 quarters on the September. We had an export report this morning that showed corn above the average guess at 900,000, or just under 900,000 metric tons. They're looking for 100 to 700. So it was above the range. Beans are right in the middle at 435,000. But we did see a announcement of a 300,000 metric ton sale to an unknown destination. Of course, we assume it's China with the beans, but unknown. Then the wheat exports were 308,000, looking for 250 to 650. So beans and wheat were right in the middle of the range. Corn was above. This coming week, through August the 15th or so, we're expecting to see anywhere from a half to 2 inches for a large part of the Midwest and the bigger corn-growing states like Illinois and Iowa. So it doesn't look like rainfall at this point for the bulk of the Corn Belt is an issue, and that should keep somewhat of a lid on prices. The stock market today has rallied again. It's up 200 in the Dow, up about 18 in the S&P.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.